Welcome to Your Kind Voice, a podcast focused on the poetry of messy self-inquiry and letting go. I'm Sondra Turnbull. I'm a holistic therapist and the director of Goddess Kindled Universe. Thanks for allowing me to be the kind voice in your ear today. Hi everyone. This week I'm revisiting a time when I was processing something that really set my teeth on edge. Being an author and a holistic therapist comes in really handy when it comes to working out my own crap, especially when I remember to engage with the wisdom that I regularly dole out to clients and loved ones. So let's get to it, lovely ones. WTF, am I so changed in the way I allow the world to see me that a small public display of celebration is questioned? I shared my private celebration of a small step, a success, an important achievement to me with the world. Apparently it's a red flag. It's been highlighted to me as a thing so out of place that it must be the result of drug-induced fervour. What the actual fuck? Why do you feel the need to piss on my parade? This isn't an accidental thing you've done, friend. This isn't an unexpected scattered shower. You decided to say this thing, to imply that the only reason I have to be outrageously happy is a chemically induced altered state of consciousness. Oh, you were joking? Get knotted. I'm not laughing. How dare you try to make me small? Hang on. I'd forgotten. I was small for all the years you knew me, and that's why you try to stuff me back inside that box. Oh, I'm sorry. You don't understand me now? I'm not sorry at all. You don't know me now. Your discomfort is your own problem. I don't fix people anymore. Go fix yourself, is what I might say. But I breathe instead. I breathe and feel my cheeks flush and let the blood boil inside my veins while I feel the sensation of anger. I feel it and love that I know what it is. I never used to know what this felt like. Being angry used to be dangerous. In my world, not so many years ago, I did not have the luxury of feeling angry. My job was to make sure there were no reasons for anyone else to get angry. I needed a safe space to discover how to be angry. Now I have one. That's why I can explore all the sensations triggered by someone's thoughtless remark. That's why I can push back, hold my boundaries. My safe space, this comfort zone. I can race all the way to the edge of the zone and kick the fence, knowing that it's allowed. This is where I make the rules. I don't have to hold my breath anymore. Anger is something that flows, surges, roils, but what it doesn't do is block. Maybe I never really needed to make sure there were no reasons for other people to get angry. Maybe. But it sure felt like I did. I've started a new practice this week. Ho'oponopono, the art of forgiveness. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. And with those words, the boiling lowers to a simmer. I'll probably sit with the ritual a few times today. I'll approach it from all angles. Me to them. Them to me. Me to me. And them to them. Sometimes I cry. Sometimes I feel nothing for a while before the next inhalation surges in my chest and emotion prickles my eyes. After all, when you did know me, I would have said this unkind thing too and not given it another thought. You know, even reading through that, I can feel all of those surges of emotion coming up inside me, and I realize how, I realize it all the time, how magical and powerful storytelling is, and the reading of story is such a powerful tool for healing. And if you haven't read something today, I encourage you to go on and pick up that book that you've been putting off, you know, reading, the one that's been sitting on the shelf or on your bedside table for ages, and you maybe read 3 pages of it and put it down and went, oh yeah, I'll pick that up again tomorrow. Go on and read something and do a little bit of your own healing. Thanks for being here with me. You can come and visit me at yourkindvoice.goddesskindle.com. And that's where you'll find out more about my holistic therapy practice. And that's the home for this podcast. You can click into Facebook or Instagram or Twitter, although I'm not often on Twitter these days. And you'll find links for all those things at the website. And I'll put some links in the show notes and hopefully they'll be clickable. But you can always email me at yourkindvoice@gmail.com with any questions and comments. Or just a hello or some lovely words of appreciation. Thanks for being here with me and letting me be the kind voice in your ear today. Okay, bye.